Christian Community, Part 2. Just as we can cut God down to our own size, impose our identity on him, so we can do this with other people. Indeed, if we do it to God, we inevitably do it to other people. And if we do it to them, we inevitably do it to God. This is the obverse of saying what St. John said. If a man says, "I love God," while hating his brother, he is a liar. If he does not love the brother whom he has seen, it cannot be that he loves God whom he has not seen. And indeed, this command comes to us from Christ himself, that he who loves God must also love his brother. Let us be quite clear what St. John is saying. We cannot love God or our neighbor. We love both or neither. And what love means is rejoicing in the otherness of the other, because the depth of this awareness is the depth of our communion with the other. In this communion, the discovery of our own true self and that of the other is the same discovery. So, in the people we live with, we find not objects to be cast in our own superficial likeness, but much more, we find in them our true selves. For our true selves only appear, only become realized, when we are wholly turned towards another. In meditation, we develop our capacity to turn our whole being towards the other. We learn to let our neighbor be, just as we learn to let God be. Not to manipulate our neighbor, but rather to reverence him, to reverence his importance, the wonder of his being. In other words, to love him. Because of this, prayer is the great school of community. In and through a common seriousness and perseverance in prayer, we realize the true glory of Christian community as a fraternity of the anointed, living together in profound and loving mutual respect. Christian community is, in essence, the experience of being held in reverence by others, and we in our turn reverencing them. This reverence for each other reveals the members of the community as being sensitively attuned, one to the other, on the wavelength of the Spirit, the same Spirit who has called each of us to fullness of love. In others, I recognize the same Spirit that lives in my heart, the Spirit that constitutes my real self. And in this recognition of the other person, a recognition that remakes our minds and expands our consciousness, the other person comes into being as he really is, in his real self, not as a manipulated extension of myself. He moves and acts out of his own integral reality, and no longer as some image created by my imagination. Even if our ideas or principles clash, we are held in unison, in dynamic equilibrium, by a mutual recognition of each other's infinite lovableness, importance, and essential, unique reality. And so, the mutually supporting and suffering dynamic of Christ's mystical body has just this creative aim, the realization of each other's essential being. True community happens in the process of drawing each other into the light of true being. In this process, we share a deepening experience of the joy of life, the joy of being, as we discover more and more of its fullness in a loving faith shared with others. The essence of community, then, is a recognition of and deep reverence for the other. Our meditation partakes of this essence because it leads us to turn wholly towards the other, who is the Spirit in our heart. the full revelation of otherness, and of our communion with all, is achieved in reverential silence. So complete is our attention to the other that we say nothing ourselves, but wait for the other to speak. The mantra guides us into a deeper consciousness of the silence that reigns within us, and then supports us while we wait.